Where are we holding?
Okay. We are Masechet Sanhedrin. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph.
That is 17A.
17A. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine lines up from the bottom. The second line in the widest lines on the page. Yusufya brings two dots, shows that we have a quote from the Mishnah. Minayin lahavi od shlosha. From where do we know that we need to bring another three? Okay, that's a quote from the Mishnah. So let's go back to the Mishnah to see what exactly we're talking about. So if we go back to our Mishnah on Daf Bet, Amud Aleph. Yeah. When we're nine, look at that. One, two, three, four, five, six lines up from the bottom. Second word in. And we're nine, look at Tana. From where do we know? Shehi shel esrim shalosha. How do I know that the small one, the small Sanhedrin, is made up of 23 judges? Okay, so the Mishnah asked that question, and it explained as follows, Shneemar, like it says. It says, Rishavtu ha'eda ve'tzilu ha'eda. You have two pasukim in Devarim, sorry, in Bamidbar. Rishavtu ha'edim, Rishavtu ha'eda, the Hatzilu Eida, that the Eida is the group, the court in this sense, will judge and the court will save. So we have two mentions of the word Eida in the section that deals with the relevant court. Here, so we're talking about small Sanhedrin, which is dealing with Dinei Nefashot, capital crimes. So in that case, over there, the Torah mentions the word Eida twice. So the Mishnah explains, Eida Shotefet ve'Eida Metzelet. An Eida, a group which judges, and a group which saves. Harei Kan Esrim. This means 20. Why does that mean 20? 2 times Eida equals 20. Each one is 10. How do we know that? So the Mishnah explains, V'manayin le'Eida shehi asara. How do I know that the word Eida represents 10? Shehite asara. Shneemar, like it says, Ad matai le'eda hara hazot. It says regarding the spies that Moshe, I assume, Moshe's comments on the spies. Ad matai, how long le'eda hara hazot? How long do I have to suffer with this evil Eda? This evil group of people. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the spies who came back from Eretz Yisrael. But there were 12 of them. So why do we say 10? So, Yatsu, Yoshua, and Caleb. We take out Yoshua and Caleb because they were part of the evil report. And only 10 of the spies were. So that means the Eida, which was said about the spies, is actually 10 people. So now we have, Eida means 10. Two mentions of the word Eida in the pasuk dealing with this court. We have 20. So now the Gemara, now the Mishnah asks our question that the Gemara asked, or the Gemara wanted to look at. How do you know that you add an extra three? I understand from the pasuk dealing with the court system that we've got 20, Eida and Eida. Two mentions of the word Eida equals 20. So why are you saying that the court needs to be 23? So the Mishnah says, why bring another three? So we explain. Imashma shne'mar. This is implied from what is said in Shmot. Lot ye acharei yo'abim lera'ot. Do not go after the majority to do harm. meaning to convict in the case of a court. Right? So what does that mean? It means that I shouldn't go after the majority to convict. What does that mean? It means Shomeani Sheye Imahem Latova. It means that I should follow the majority to acquit, but not to convict. So when the Torah says, do not follow the majority to convict, what does it mean? It's coming to tell me that to convict you shouldn't follow the majority, but to acquit you should. We're on Daf Bet Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yoel, you okay? You with us? You with us? You okay? Yeah, we're on Bet Amud Aleph. Just looking back at the Mishnah in the first step, Bet Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. A few lines from the bottom. Bet Amud Aleph. Which? No, we didn't finish Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're on Yud Zayin, but we went back to the Mishnah on Bet Amud Bet to understand what the Sugi is talking about. So we're on Bet. We are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the bottom of the page. 3 lines now. Right? Remind Lavi Ochosha. 3 lines from the bottom. Mashma, we learn out. So for the pasuk, says, "Don't follow the majority." Lotye achrei Rabbi Nara out. Don't follow the majority to convict. Shumeli she aye imahem l'tova. Means that I learn out from that I do follow the majority to acquit. Imken, if so, lama nema achrei Rabbi Nahatot. Why does it say achrei Rabbi Nahatot that according to the majority? You should follow the matter. You should decide. Right, we've already been told that we should do that for acquitting. So why do I need to repeat it? That you should follow the majority to decide the matter. It's effectively repeating the same teaching. So we learn out a separate teaching. What's that? Lo kahataycha tayatcha l'tova hatayatcha l'ra'a. Your leaning for the good should not be like your leaning for the bad. Hatayatcha l'tova al pi echad. When you lean for the good, it should be through one witness, or through one. Hatayatcha l'ra'a al pi shnayim. But when you lean for the bad, it should be two. So what's he saying? He's saying we know that we're going to have to convict by a majority. Right? You can't convict on any logic. I don't need the Torah to tell me that if you've got a group of people, you can only decide with the majority. You can't decide with 3 of us decide he's guilty and 20 decide he's innocent. We're going to go guilty. It's obvious that you're going to go with the majority. So what's the Torah coming to say when it says, do not convict on the majority? So first of all, obviously we're going to convict on the majority. Has to be, can't convict on the minority. So what does it mean? So when it says don't convict on the minority, I learn out from there that it means that you do convict on the, you do acquit on the minority, on one. So what am I going to do with the next pasuk that says after the majority you should decide the matter? So that comes back to tell me that for the conviction, we don't follow just one to convict. We need more than one. We follow the majority, but not one. So don't convict on the majority, but do decide the matter on the majority. How do I rectify those two passages? One says don't convict with a majority, and the other one says decide the case with a majority. So the answer is the one that says don't convict with a majority means don't convict on one, with a majority of just one. But you have to, it has to be at least two.
And the difference between those who say
yes, those who say it has to be minimum 2 votes. That's what we're learning here. So it has to be a minimum of 2 votes. Right? So in the case of our 23-member Beit Din, our Sanhedrin, has to be a minimum of 13 one way and 11 the other. No, sorry. Has to be 12 and 10. No, what have we got? 23-member. No, So it has to be a minimum of, we're going to see in the Gemara, Gemara has exactly the same problem that I'm just speaking out now. That's the sugya. Sugya is how do you convict on two. But Tom, but you have to have a minimum of two. A minimum of two. More is fine. If you've got five, and a majority of five, majority of ten, you know, 22 to 1.
I don't know
exactly what's going on there, but you can't. No, when he says zugot, he means equal. He means shaveh.
Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
Even numbers. In the, on the Beit Din. Alright, that's why we have 23. Okay, so that was the... Oh, so let's just continue.
Ten,
so,
oh, but
it's funny, because who assumes that it's going to be exactly equal? There's going to be 12 guys...
In case. They want to prevent having a shakul Beit Din, a Beit Din that's equal. If you've got an even number of judges...
What's the problem?
So there's always like we have a Beit Din of three.
So have 22. If you need another person, you
got another. Nahon, but then you're starting off with a potential problem. Starting off with a problem. We're trying to avoid the problem to start with. But if you're going to appoint a Beit Din, at least appoint one at the start, you can be sure of a conclusion. It's very unlikely that you're going to get. Maybe. But if you continue with the Mishnah over the page on Bet, Amud Bet, continues and says, the aim Beit Din Shakul, right? If we just stuck so far with what we've got up to this point, we would have appointed a 22 member Beit Din. Why? Because I need 20 minimum. We learn Eida. We need at least one to acquit, majority, and at least two to convict, majority. So I would have said, like Rabbi Yoel, 22 member Beit Din. Then you can have a minimum of 20 plus one extra to acquit on two extra majority, 12 to 10, to convict. So you could have gone with 22.
22 will give you two difference.
Could do, yeah. Because 12,
if it's shakul,
but you can have. We're not talking about shakul at the moment. We're talking about the possibility of allowing you to run a case. Like, according to Rabbi Yoel, you could run a case on an equal Beit Din. You could. If it turns out that you have a 22-member Beit Din, and you have 12 vote for and 10 vote against, or 10 vote for and 12 vote against, fine. You've got two differences. If it's shakul, that's a different thing. You'd add a new one. Like Rabbi Yoel, you can keep adding until you gain up. You can add until you get to a two difference. If you keep adding, at some point you're gonna have a two majority. Doesn't mean that each one's gonna. The Gemara takes later on. We're gonna see why we add, and it says you keep adding, and if you still have not enough, you keep going on and on until you get to 70.
You keep adding two.
And if you still don't have, when you get to 70, you stop there. You throw the case out because you can't go higher than the biggest Beit Din.
Maybe you learned from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, because Eda is 20. Then they add right. Three more because Avraham was the set. Isaac is Kehuda. Rabbi Nachman, by the way.
Maybe in the middle, Kabbalistically. But here at this point in the Gemara, just from the basic pshat of the Gemara is saying, what is a small Beit Din? Right, what we started off with, we're trying to work out the laws of the court, how we set up the court system for Am Yisrael. We said earlier, we have this supreme court called the Sanhedrin Agadola, 70 or 71, depending on whether you're the Tanna Kamma or Rabbi Yehuda. Right, whether you add Moshe to it or not. Now we come to the lower court, 23. How do I know 23? Answer. When the Torah says about this court, when it describes the verses about bringing a person who kills to this court, the lower court, it says Eida. It says Eida twice. We learn out from the spies, Eida is 10. We're now to 20. At this point, The Gemara now says, yeah, but you can't have an equal Beit Din. You need to convict by, you need to acquit by at least one and convict by at least two. So that would bring you to 22. That's the logic of the Gemara at this point. But then the Gemara says at the top of the page, Bet Amud Bet, V'ein Beit Din Shakul, but you can't have an equal number of Beit Din. Right, we just don't do it. The Mishnah says we don't make an equal number of Beit Din. Mosifim Aleihem Odechad. Therefore we add the extra one. We don't really need the extra one. The 23rd guy. He's just making up the odd numbers. We don't need him for the law. We need 10 plus 10, 1 and an extra 1 to make 2. 22 would have been fine.
Who? Between the church.
In a bet in a normal bet in.
Yeah.
There's three, yeah.
Three, right. How they come to three?
Because so that we don't have an equal number bet in.
So the same thing.
Nahon, the same thing. So you don't have equal
Nahon. You only have the one if you have shekel, otherwise it's 22.
Otherwise we would have 22 and we would have stopped there. We would have stopped at 22. The Gemara went through the logic of how you got to 23. Said 10 plus 10, because you need one. At least one to acquit, and at least two to convict. And at that point, it could have stopped. It said, but you can't have an equal number Beit Din, so add one, and you've got 23. So that's how we. Mosifim aleihem od echad, harei kan esrim v'shlosha, and now we have 23. That's it. So that was the Mishnah explaining how we got to the number 23 as the number of judges on our lower Sanhedrin, if you like. So the Gemara is now going to ask that question, right? You've told me that we need to have two, a minimum of two, to convict, right? We just learned that in the Mishnah, and now you've given me a 23 man Beit Din. Where's the two? So let's see how the Gemara answers that question. Okay. One Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're nine lines up. End of the line. The mission. The quote from the Mishnah. Minayin la v'yod shlosha. How do I know that you bring an extra three? So the Gemara says, Sof sof, l'ra'a al pishnayim. Sof, at the end of the day, l'ra'a, for the bad, meaning to convict. Al pishnayim, lomash kachala, you don't find al pishnayim, right? How can you find in this Beit Din that you're convicting on a majority of two? And it's not, if we look back what we said in the Mishnah, we didn't say that you need at least a majority of two. The Mishnah actually said the words, you read the words at the very bottom of the page, the last words on the bottom of Bet Amud Aleph is Hatayech l'ra'a al pishnayim, when you tilt for the bad, when you convict al pishnayim, it should be through two, right? So actually, at least on the Peshat of the Mishnah, we can't even fulfill the Peshat of the Mishnah now,
because you can get more than two, but you can't get exactly,
you can't get exactly two. If you have 23 people on the Beit Din, what are the options? Right? So it gives the Gemara now brings the options. E echadasar, if you have 11 mezakin who acquit, ushnemasar mechayvin, and 12 who make guilty, you have 12 to 11. Akti chatu, you've only got one. Right? You've only got majority of one, so that's no good. You can't have 12 to convict and 11 innocent. If you have that, you can't do anything with that. You haven't got a. It doesn't work. You need at least two. You're gonna see. We're gonna see what they're gonna add, or we're gonna see what happens. Right? You can't convict on the strength of one. So that doesn't work. So what are you gonna say? E asara mikan ushlosha asar mikhayvin. So if you say instead you've got 10 who vote to acquit and 13 who vote to make guilty, Salata Havu, then you've got three between them. You've got a majority of three. So you never find, after all that you actually have a majority of two, after doing your sums. I'm calling out a majority of two. So, how does that work? So, Amar Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu said, I have an answer for you. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Iyato Motse, you will not find this case of convicting on two. Ella, except for Mosifin, where you add. Where you have a case where we add. What are we talking about? So here the case where we add is actually not in the case of 12:11. In the case of 12:11, the Gemara doesn't say over here, but I think in the case of 12:11, he's set free. It's as if you didn't get enough majority. It's as if you had. Yeah, I'm not sure, because when they say when you add here, they only talk about adding, as far as I can see, when you have a judge that doesn't know. When you have a judge that says, I don't know, I'm not sure. You know, they go around the room, the jury room. No, it's not the jury room, it's they don't have a jury, the Beit Din room. They have, if you want to go here to the Shmuel HaNavi, there, to Shmuel HaNavi. They have the cave of the Sanhedrin, of the lower Sanhedrin, at Shmuel HaNavi. Here. Yes, that's where I meant. Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik.
Shmuel
HaNavi. They're all very holy Jews. But the one who has a kever somewhere over here.
It was just two blocks away.
Shimon HaTzadik. Next to his kever is the cave of the Sanhedrin.
Before it?
Yeah, just before.
That's a big area.
Where's it?
Can you go down?
Go there?
Yes.
Where's it?
Which, the kever?
About two blocks away.
So if you go, there. You walk down here to the lights where the big hotels are on the corner.
Shimon
HaTzadik? No, don't go all the way to Shimon HaTzadik, but the traffic lights at the bottom of the road. Walk down this road to the main road. You know, if you look opposite here, there's two big hotels.
Okay.
Huge, yeah. The Olive Tree and something else.
Yeah, right.
All right, so that's on the corner. That's on the corner of the road, those hotels. Yeah. They go to a corner. On that corner, you turn up past the hotels. So you cross the road and go up over the road.
We're here.
Here. It is the big main road. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here are two big hotels.
Yeah.
This is the Leonardo.
Yeah.
And no, it's not the Leonardo.
Right? Okay. These traffic lights, we're here, right? You want to go this way. Over here.
Yeah, going into the intersection.
No, you have to, that's where it is. Okay, here's a roundabout. Right? Depends how strong your winner is today. I beat myself.
No,
it's more comfortable to walk with someone, but top, people go for me all the time.
I've been there by myself, other
people might choose not to. It's up to you.
We've had to see him there.
Okay, so right turn this way. Okay, you go over here. About here, there's a little dirt track. And here is. Here's the kever. The dirt track here splits actually this way.
How do you know if you're there? You see, like, it's obvious?
There's a dirt track that looks like it's going nowhere. This is an empty box, an empty lot. And you can see it. If you look down, if you were standing here, you can see it from here.
Is it open?
It's closed 24/7. There's a midrash there, there's a shul there.
Wow, really?
Yeah. There's people who are like there. There's a mikveh there. So here's the kever. Over here is the ma'ala, the Sanhedrin. Now you see it's locked, it's got a metal gate on. It's not often open, but if you're lucky,
sometimes
it's open.
What's open,
go inside.
Wait, what's locked?
The gate of the here goes inside the...
Ah, that's what I mean. I want to go in there.
So this is the mountain. No, this is Kever Shimon HaTzadik is open 24/7. The Kever of Shimon HaTzadik is open
24/7.
Next to the Kever of Shimon HaTzadik is something different, which is the cave of the Sanhedrin. And inside there, the Sanhedrin used to, was their offices or it was the courtroom, but it was something. Right, and inside in the cave there's all different rooms like this inside the cave, cut out of the mountain, very cool. Right, and humans, they all sat in there and did their deliberation.
To the left of Shimon HaTzadik?
Just before it, there's nothing else there, you can't miss it. Just anyway, so you've got a metal gate there, and it's often locked, but occasionally they open it for different reasons, I don't know why or when. But anyway, if you get lucky, it's open, go in and have a look around.
Oh, so isn't there the kever for the Sanhedrin too?
No, it's not the kever for the Sanhedrin.
No, next to it.
No, that's the rooms of the Sanhedrin. Now, that's to say, it's not the kever of them, it's where they judge, the courtroom. It's what we're looking at now, the courtroom. So it's really good to learn Sanhedrin in the Berserk Shem. We'll be there sealed there in a few weeks' time.
What?
What border? Good question. They were at the gate, Shotrin the Shoftim, which Koshareh. That was the Beitin, or that was the Sanhedrin? We learned it was the Sanhedrin that was in the gate, or that was just the Beitin? The Kirbacha. Sharecha. That was the small Beit Din. Okay.
No, but we're near the third wall of the temple.
Yeah. So the question, it's a good question. Why is it over there? Shouldn't it be at the gates of the city? Well, maybe they sat at the gates, but the actual courtroom was somewhere else, or the court officers, because the gatehouse, they used to have a gatehouse which they would sit at. But I don't think you're going to get the 20. I assume you're not going to get the 23 of them sitting in the gatehouse. Maybe.
16b3.
Right, but there it's talking about Shotrin the Shoftim, but it doesn't say it necessarily means the Sanhedrin. That means the Sanhedrin.
And made these the small court.
See, Shotrin the Shoftim in all the Kosher Recha. Maybe. We learned that for. Judges. So it says judges, it could just be a Beit Din, judges. Dayanim doesn't necessarily. I'm not sure it necessarily has to mean that it's the Sanhedrin sat there. Could just be that you had the Beit Din. A Beit Din sat at the gates of the city, so that people could find it and they could come to the gates to be judged. But maybe the actual main Beit Din, the 23,
maybe
didn't sit there. Could be that was one of the gates, I know. Could be the gates over there.
2-7. This is what
because we learned that each tribe has to judge itself. So there could be two. Shoftim. So at least over there he understands Shoftim is the Sanhedrin. he's bringing out on the word Shoftim. So Shoftim is a Sanhedrin. But here we're learning B'sharecha. We're not learning really B'sharecha, Dafka B'sharecha. We're learning Sharecha means in all your towns. It doesn't necessarily mean in all your gates. Okay, so back to where we were. So we said Rabbi Abbo had an answer. How do you find a case where you have two to convict? A majority of two. So Rabbi Abbo says, Iyata Motse, you're not going to find it. Elaba Mosifin, only when we add. So what's the case when we add? Case when we add is when a judge doesn't know. He says, I don't know. When a judge says, I don't know, we have to add because we have to have a minimum. A minimum number of judges, I guess, to hear the case, to rule on the case. Like everybody else gets 23 judges. I've got one guy who doesn't know what he's doing, so I've got a deficient faith in. Right? That's not fair. So
no,
we
but
need
you have judges today that exclude themselves.
Yeah, well, we can't learn from the judges today. Can't learn anything. They're not top.
Well, I'm not talking about Israeli judges.
No, but it's top. Okay, so in the case where we add, what does it mean we add? In fact, where one judge doesn't know, has no idea, cannot decide, we add two. We always add two, we don't add one. Interestingly, we don't add just one. We add two at a time. So you could say, the pshat of adding two is that you always keep the baked in number uneven, right? You're 23, so you're going to add two, get to 25. Going to add two. You can keep adding two, so you always have an odd number baked in, because we know the rule that you don't have an equal number baked in.
One doesn't know when you add two, an even number
again. And you're right. Right, and the Gemara is going to say that, and Rashi points it out. So we add, so that's the case, but that is the case where you can have an even number of two. So what's our case? Let's just say our case. So we have 23 members, right, and we have 23 members. One doesn't know, so we're now down to 22 who are deciding the case. Add two, we've got 24. There's 25 guys sitting there, but there's 24 who are deciding the case. Right, one guy doesn't know. He's like, I don't know. If he's not sure, and I might know later, so then he's not a judge, we just wait till he makes his mind up. But if he doesn't know, he's not going to be part of the case. So now we've got 24. So out of the 24, you can now have 12 versus 10. So you can now have a two-man majority, 12-10, 12 versus 10, right? If 23, one doesn't know, down to 2, 22, add two new ones, but to 24, 24 are deciding. And 24 out of the 24 are deciding, you can have a 12-10. So that's why Rabbi Abbo says, don't worry, because what's the problem? Why do we need to do this? Because the Mishnah says, decide, at least you need two.
Wait, isn't it 12 to 11?
12 to 10.
Why 10?
No, why 12 to 10?
13, 11, 1.
No, we don't.
Like basketball.
No, it's not so cool, it's not a problem, it's not even numbers now. The other guy is just like on the bench.
He's 25. We do have one guy who is sitting there, but he doesn't count.
Yeah, it's not.
And the Gemara is going to say, we don't even listen to him. If he pipes up in the middle and says,
oh, wait a minute, I've just thought of something. Get out of here. You're not part of this. We don't even listen to him. He's not even allowed to comment anymore. The guard can say in a minute.
It's not saying me by basketball.
What?
Basketball.
It's like basketball? Why, get the timeout?
The team can only win when you have two more than all of them. And they have only one more, they might go overtime.
Ah, oh yeah, that happened in basketball.
Like
basketball's a very holy game, so maybe they
That's why they added a three-pointer.
Everything has within it the holy sparks of Kedusha. You just need to find them. Raise them up, and then it will fall to. Okay. So that opinion, the Gemara comments here, kind of in brackets, is not something that we really need to know for what we're learning, but it says, v'divrei hakol, and that goes according to everyone. That opinion that Rabbi Abahu says goes according to everyone. What does it mean, according to everyone? So we're according to everyone here, we kind of really learn out from the next words of the Mishnah, where he says, but not the other way. So just hold that thought for the moment, because from Divrei HaKol, you don't know what he's talking about. Right, that goes according to everyone, Divrei HaKol. Sanhedrin Gedolah, but in the case of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, over there to find a majority of two, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda de Mashivim, only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, who argue about the case of a great Sanhedrin, right? Tanakhama said 71. Right, that's who we follow. That's what we actually do. Rabbi Yehuda said no, 70. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can find a case of convicting from the majority with two in a Beit Din of 70. 36 to 34. Yeah? That works?
Oh, 74.
No, 36 to 34.
No, there's 70.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's 70, you can have a difference of 2, 36 to 34. But you can't find, just like we have the same problem over here, at 71, you're going to have the same problem too. You haven't got a majority of 2 that you can find in 71.
You mean 36 to 34, but that's even over.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said the Sanhedrin HaGadolah is 70, he's got, it works for him. So there the Gemara is just pointing out here. So in the case of the larger Sanhedrin, this reasoning works for Rabbi Yehuda, because he has the ability to find a majority of two to convict. Yes, is it me? In the case of the big Sanhedrin, right, we've got Tanakhama, who says 71. You've got Rabbi Yehuda, who says 70. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's fine. Why? Because you can have 36 to 34, right? You can have a two-man majority to convict. But in 71, you can't find it. You have the same problem that we had with 23. You can't have, there's no number here that works by two. You either have a majority of one or you have a majority of three.
Right.
You don't have a majority of two.
I'm going to put 22.
Yeah. What number are you going to give me?
Yeah.
Give me a number for majority.
Right.
36, 35,
no,
30, but it doesn't work.
It has to be majority of at least two.
At least two. So it's not a big problem. It has to be at least two. But because our Mishnah says you need to have that you convict. It learned out from the passage that you convict on a majority of two. So the Gemara strategy is said, and said, it's not going to tell me that you need to convict on a majority if there's no such case that exists. So let's at least try and find a case which does exist, this case at least, where we can say that the Mishnah wasn't just talking in theory. It was actually talking. There is a case. We're a bit uncomfortable by the fact that the Mishnah said, convict on two, if I can't find a case where I can convict on two. Okay, good. So, Rama Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu then said, after he said that, he also said, But Mosifin, when you add, like we just did now, when we added to our 23-member Beitin, when one guy didn't know what he was talking about, we added Mosifin, Ostin Beitin Shakul, Lahatzchila. You just made yourself a Beitin Shakul, Lahatzchila. You just made yourself an even number Beitin, Lahatzchila. Bidieved, meaning Bidieved if it happened, because one fell out, someone got ill, and you had a Shakul number. So, what can you do? But to actually create it that way, that's a bit of a chiddush. Right? Because our Mishnah said we don't make equal numbered Beitin. And now we're just about, well, that's what we're doing. So Rabbi Abahu points it out. And the Gemara, what does the Gemara do with that? So first of all, Gemara says, Pshita, yeah, you're right, that's obvious. Well, I need a Tana or an Amora to come along and tell me something that's obvious. Right? If one guy falls out, you add two. Right? Pshita. Rashi said, Pshita. Tachi behedya tanan. Because this is what we learned. Vakama mosifim. Shnayim. How many do you add? Two. Shnayim. Two. You add two each time. Vakavan dachada ma eno yodea. Since one said he didn't know. Havu lahu beitin shakul. Now you've got a beitin that's equal. So, it's obvious that you've got a baked in this equal. Why did Rabbi Abahu need to tell me that? Mahu detema, because I might have said something different. I might have said, Haida kama eini yodea. This one that said, I don't know. Kaman. What's he like? De ite dame. He's still like them. He's still considered to be like one of the court. You're right, he didn't know, but he's still considered to be one of the court, the Gemara explains. Ve'iyama milta, shamin in lay. And if he would say something, we would listen to him. He's sitting there, and he says, yeah, wait a minute. Before, when he gave his testimony, didn't he say that he wasn't? You're going to listen to him. He's so, kashmalan, therefore, we learn out that hai kama eini yodea, that this one who said, I don't know, command delete dame. He's considered to be like someone who is not there. The i'amar tama, and if he gives reasoning, lo shamina le, we don't listen to him. Right, we ignore him. So first, the Gemara comes and deals with that point that Rabbi Abahu says you should know that you've got an equal number of beit din. Well, what do you mean equal? Isn't it obvious it's an equal number of beit din? You came to tell me you mathematics and take one and add two. Obvious. No, I'm coming to tell you that you definitely really have got an even number. You might have thought it's not really even, because you've actually got 25 now on the court, right? So you've got 25 people, okay, one of them's not voting, but you've got a 25-member court, right? But you haven't. You should know, Rabbi Abahu comes to tell you, you have really got only a 24-member court. The other guy is completely out of it. He's not there at all. Which then brings you to an interesting aspect, that actually you've got a 24-member basis. You've got an equal number of courts, even though the Mishnah says we don't make. And the Gemara doesn't deal with that. I don't know if in the sources there, I'm sure we're probably in the second section where they have commentaries, but they deal with the question of why then do we add two? Why don't we just simply add the same number of people who don't know? One guy doesn't know, so just drop him out and add in another guy. The switch, if I was making the court, that would sound good to me. Because that dafka has to be a hashkafic reason why add two, why each time you add two, you can't just add one. Yeah, probably there's different reasons there. Maybe we'll look afterwards to see what
maybe he said, because you want to tell them he's going to be judged to be high up, because you have to bring in two guys. You have to bring in two guys.
Why? But in our Beitin, we've got 23 guys that we started off with.
Yeah.
So one of them doesn't know.
Yeah.
So let's just switch in another guy, and we've got 23 again.
What do you mean? No, but then you're only adding in one guy.
Yeah.
Well,
but why not just add one? If I add one, I'm back to my 23. 23 was good to start off with. Why is it not good now?
Yeah, it's a general rule that you have.
That's why, but the question why? why I have this general rule to add into. Which? Yeah. Doesn't say about adding. Our mission on that bet I would add. Yeah, doesn't say about adding. Says on Masifim. Masifim alayhem od echad. That was to make up the numbers from 22 to 23. We add one. You see over there that we added one to make up the numbers.
Why not 20? 20 is what you're saying, so there's no problem. So 20 goes.
No, because we learnt out. Why not 20? Because you need one additional for acquitting. You need two additional for convicting. That's 22. That's 22. Add one.
So if you have a guy that doesn't know he needs a problem, you have even numbers. Same thing as 10 and 10. So you have 11 and 11. You have to add in two more numbers.
I'm missing the time. The reason.
You said okay. Say again. You said how should it be? The way you see it.
How could I say it could be? Why isn't it the case that if you start with 23, and one guy doesn't know, so switch him out.
How many guys do you have now?
22.
Okay.
So add one.
Even numbers.
Right. So add in another
you
one. Add in another one and you're back to 23.
You can't convict
him. On 23?
You can't convict
him. That's your normal baiting. Your normal panel of baiting is always 23. Yes, you're going to always start with 23. You're going to always convict on 23 unless you fall into one of these issues where it's a problem. You're always going to convict with 23.
That's because the beginning was 20. We said it's 20, but yeah, but yeah, it does. So it's 20 guys and you add them to it and another one is going to be equal. But now when you have 11 and 11, so it's equal. It's like, the way I see it, the 10 of the 10 now becomes 11 and 11. That's like our start, that's it. We're at 11 and 11 now, so now we have to add another two guys. If not, you can't convict him.
Okay, although in the case we're talking about, we're not talking about a case necessarily where you have 11 for and 11 against and one guy doesn't know. You're talking about a case where you're going through and you simply have one guy that doesn't know. You can have 22 guys are all certain that he's a murderer and we're going to convict him. And you? I don't know. Stop the case, we need two new guys. We even bring in a Bli Neder. I think even we bring in where someone says he doesn't know. Even if you've already got your majority.
And then one guy, you say?
Even if you've already got your majority and one guy at that point doesn't know, He can't give a decision. We hold the case and bring in two new guys. Right? No, we don't say, well, we've got 23 who are going to convict anyway. Why do I care? You know, you don't know. You're going to go four. It's not going to matter.
So in that case, you answer your question, no? You always have to bring in two guys. There's no such thing. You can't bring in one guy.
Yeah, no, but apparently so. But why? I don't see why. I don't see a reasoning for that. But it's all together. It's not these two guys themselves that are convicting me. It's the whole thing together. It's they make up the group. They decide together. They're coming in and making the decision together with the whole thing. It's not just them by themselves.
Of course, yeah.
So.
No, but I don't know. If you have everyone convicting, you're telling me one guy is going to stop everything? If there's already, like, that's it. Like, role building is like convicting.
That's what I'm saying. So my understanding is, Bli Neder, that
what's the deal? They're going to convict him, right?
They have.
Because
they haven't actually finished anything. They're discussing the case. The conviction to convict is only at the end. They're going around and decide where are you holding, where are you holding. Kilo, they haven't decided.
Okay.
And one guy is sitting there saying, I just don't know.
Yeah, but who cares about that then?
Who cares? The baiting.
No, but I'm saying you have the majority.
Even in the case where we don't need him, we don't need him to make up the numbers of majority, right? We're way past, right? We've got plenty to one side. We still substitute him out because I think the rule is that you don't have someone on the bait in that didn't know. That didn't know the answer. It's not a valid bait in. To have a valid bait in, you need to have them all making
isn't
a decision.
Isn't that what a modern Beit Din does?
Yeah, forget modern Beit Din. But in the old days,
Beit Din. That's what they do, no? You know. Isn't that what they do? It's like one guy doesn't know, so they're like...
No, they don't care.
It's a big problem?
No.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, as long as they have a majority there. Okay, most of them don't know. Majority of cases, they have no clue.
But they're just going to guess. That's logical, right?
Huh?
Isn't that logical, though? Really? If the majority should convict, right?
Yeah, we're not going on logic, though. Now, Juan, we're not going on logic. Straight, right, here, we're definitely not going on logic. We're going only according to Hashem's laws. Meaning that they're not logical.
Most of the tzaddikim say that this guy's a rational extravagant.
Let's just move on to the next case. We'll just do this final case, and you'll see that what we're learning is not logical at all. This next case is a very interesting case. So you can discuss this one at your Shabbos table for a long time, right? To see what the wisdom behind this rule as follows. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Sanhedre Shera'u Kulan Lochava. If you have a Sanhedrin where all of them sought fit to convict, all of them, potrinotah, he's acquitted. If you have a Sanhedrin where 23 people says guilty, he goes free. If you have a Sanhedrin where 22 say he is guilty and one say he's innocent, you can kill him. But if all 23 say he's guilty, he walks. The accused walks free. Potrin. Either way, you quit. You cancel the case.
It's also logical, of course. There must be something there.
There's something on there.
You're fair.
Why do you have 23? I mean, there must be one person dissenting.
That's what they're saying. That's the one of the svaras is there has to be someone who's going in favor of him. But this is only to convict. If you have 23 who say he's innocent, fine, he walks. We don't turn it around and say 23 thinks he's innocent, let's kill him. No, it only goes the other way. Only in the case of where you have 23, all of them that people say to convict, we set him free.
Someone to say no.
The other way. Right. So there's definitely a whole, there's a big svara going on behind this case.
I mean, there's a bias. I mean, why would there? I mean, unless you know, all 23 judges gave the person warning and saw the murder.
Yeah, but only if you're reaching. Only if you're reaching. It's a nice argument if you're reaching. But the truth is, a pshat, he did it. Everyone saw him. It's an open and shut case. We're all convicting him. Who's gonna? These are smart. These are Sanhedrin. They're not idiots, right? And they got clear evidence. What's going on here? Right? But simple case. You can't make that logical conclusion. The Gemara gives a reason now, which is helpful. It doesn't completely satisfy. May not completely satisfy you. The reasoning given in Gemara. My Tama. What's the reason? Kevan de Gemire. Because we learned, halanat din lema'avad lei zechuta, right? They delay the court overnight in order to acquit. I'll explain what that means in a minute. Vahane tu lo hazulei, and these ones will not do so. What's the answer? The reasoning here. So the reasoning here is like this: that in a normal case, when the judges make a decision, they go around in the judge room, and they go, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And they find, if it's an acquittal, the majority to acquit, fine. We go tell him, you're free, off you go. But if it turns out that we've got a majority, at least two, to convict, we wait overnight. Right? The rule is, we're trying to find him innocent. We're not going to rush to a conviction. You have to wait overnight. And overnight,
the idea is that the judges go back and think about it, they sleep on it, so to speak, or they don't sleep and they stay up all night praying and davening and fasting, whatever they do, I don't know what they do, but at least they wait overnight. In order that there could be a possibility that someone might come up with a good argument overnight to acquit him. So why?
This,
why
this is the rich thing, that's over here.
To find a good point, right? To acquit him.
The other thing is, Zomrin.
Told that Adam Zomrin could come. You're right, but we acquit.
Read this one.
Okay, but in the case of these guys who all voted to make guilty, they're not going to bother thinking about it overnight to acquit. If they know that some of their members on the Sanhedrin, at least one or two of them, minimum, thought that he was innocent. They're Talmidei Chachamim. I'm going to pay attention to these guys. They thought he was innocent. I personally thought he was guilty, but there were some other people. So, Tom, let's go home and think about it. See if there's. I also want to try and acquit. So I'm going to try and think maybe if it's true or not to acquit, maybe I'll change my mind, see there is a good reason to acquit. But if everyone in the room said he's guilty, what am I going to do when I go home? I'm not going to sit there and try and think of a reason to acquit him. There's no point. So for that reason, that's the reason the Gemara gives, that's the reason that the Gemara gives for not allowing us to convict on a complete conviction, where every single person says convict. Now what this does, I'll come to this in a minute, but what this does, it shows up a very interesting point that I believe is brought in, I don't know if it's brought, but in a Gemara brought in Chazal, but it's brought somewhere, I've heard it, I don't know what the source is, but it's brought it. What do you do? You're on a 23 member court, and you know, you feel in your heart that the guy is innocent. You're a judge and you feel he's innocent. Mamash, he's innocent. There's no way he did it. And you go around the room and you go, convict, 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 convict. 22 convictions, and then you. If I say innocent, he gets killed. But if I say guilty, he walks free. What do I do? I think he's innocent. I think he's innocent. What do I say? Let me say again so Rabbi will get it. I think the guy did not kill him. I think he's innocent. When they come to me, I'm going to say he's innocent. But they don't come, they come to me last. And each one along the way says guilty, 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 guilty. Now that's 22 guilties, and I'm the last man. If I say innocent, it's 22-1. He's dead. But if I say guilty, he goes free. What do I say? That so this case is brought down in I don't know, the Rishonim or the Halak, it's so then they would add in, okay, that's a possibility. So according to this Svara, it was open. According to this Svara, it was open. That they knew between them. So that's the puzzle. So the answer that I saw on that is the guy should say innocent, and he should let him die. Why? Because we have to do our job, and Hashem does his job. Right? I'm not there to rule the world, to make the pieces fit where I think they should go. I have to do my job. Even though, perversely in this case, I could have got him off. It's not my job to get him off. My job is to do my job. If I'm on a court case and I think he's innocent, so I say innocent. It's not my job to work out the machinations. He has to die. He has to die. That's Hashem's Hashem. Not mine. It's an interesting case. Yofi, where?
What is that? Who brings that?
I don't know. I can't remember the source.
Is it a famous thing?
Yeah. It's quite famous. So here he says the reason why he gives for acquitting the whole court, right, when they all say guilty, is that it's not a proper court. You've got to have at least someone who's going to find him innocent, right? Otherwise, they didn't judge properly, right? They have to look for the good. Someone would have found a reason to acquit, which fits in nicely, interestingly, with we're going to go on in about 10 lines time, the Gemara is going to say, in order to be appointed to the Sanhedrin, you needed to be able to give reasoning why a sheretz should be tahor. A dead sheretz, we know, is tamei. But in order to be on the Sanhedrin, you need to be able to give a reasoning why it should be tahor. Right? Dafka fits in very nicely with Avshat, with the reasoning, right? You need to be able to...
Well, not only that, but
to find even in a dead sheretz that it's tahor.
You need to be able to speak one of the 70 languages. You have to know witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
Really? You have to know witchcraft?
Yeah.
To acquit someone.
You need to
acquainted with witchcraft so they can convince someone of witchcraft.
Hey.